From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In Thailand, many people are starting to have second thoughts about their country's military coup last year. When the democratically elected prime minister was deposed, Bangkok's middle and upper middle classes rejoiced. Thaksin Shinawat was widely perceived as corrupt. Well, now, after political and economic blunders by the military-installed government and a series of bombings in the capital on New Year's Eve, opinions have changed. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Bangkok.
In central Bangkok's Makassan district, next to the railroad track, under the expressway, half a dozen street vendors, economic migrants from the north, listen to music blaring from a cheap stereo as they prepare their carts for the evening rush hour. Narirat Saphanat Khun's pushcart is piled high with fried grasshoppers, silkworms, and scorpions. She says business used to be better before the coup. When Prime Minister Thaksin ran the country, poor people like me did well, she says. I had many customers, but after the coup, business wasn't as good. And after the New Year's Eve bombing, she says, it got even worse. Her neighbor, noodle vendor Chai Wee Buala, nods in agreement. Both women say they want Thaksin back. Maybe his government was corrupt, like people say, Chai Wee says, but at least he did good things for us poor people. Thaksin's party gave my village money, she says, and many families were able to use that money to buy a cow or a water buffalo. The new government, she says, hasn't done much at all. Disillusionment with the coup is widespread 5 months on. Titinanpon Sudarak, a political scientist at Bangkok's Chulalongkorn University, is no fan of the former prime minister. He says Thaksin's government was guilty of human rights abuses, massive corruption, and subverting the democratic process. On the other hand, Titinan says,
he did try to promote a more egalitarian society, the death suspension, universal health care, and he was decisive. He knew how to get things done. This is our predicament. We had an allegedly corrupt government which knew how to get things done, but which has been ousted. Now we have a fairly honest government that does not know how to get things done.
The post-coup period, he says, has been bungled and mismanaged.
What they should have done was tell the people, especially Thaksin supporters outside Bangkok, that Thaksin was a bad man who did some good things, but he had to go for these reasons, and then to adopt some of his policies. And it hasn't happened.
What they did instead was declare martial law, muzzle the local press, and embark on a series of economic measures that have rattled the markets, including an aborted attempt at currency controls that sent the stock market plunging, and a proposal to limit foreign ownership in Thai businesses. Arporn Chiwakrengki runs the Thai Government Workers' Pension Fund.
These two measures send a signal that Thailand may not welcome foreign investment. This kind of uncertainty is not conducive for investment at all.
Meanwhile, the separatist insurgency in the Muslim-dominated South continues, and the coup leaders fret about the former prime minister in exile, out of power, but still very much in the picture.
I think the aura of an immensely popular prime minister is quite haunting, I think.
Jakrapo Penkai is Thaksin's former spokesman. He thinks the coup leaders are worried Thaksin may be down but not out. Chulalongkorn University political scientist Titinanpon Sudarak says the military is right to be worried.
He was elected and re-elected twice. If he were to run in an election tomorrow or next week, supervised by the UN, it's likely that he would win. So they're concerned, but, you know, it's their fault, the military. They didn't put him away initially. They didn't freeze his assets, make the corruption charges blatant and believable.
But the military-appointed interim government now seems ready to do just that and is expected to file charges against Thaksin soon. It's also expected to accelerate the process of drafting a new constitution and holding new elections by the end of the year, as promised when the military took power. Kawichunki Tawan is a senior editor at The Nation newspaper.
I think they have realized that if this keeps going, whatever purpose they claim to represent the property will go down the drain. And I think 3 months' time, there will be a lot of actions. But the jury is still out, you know.
If there isn't enough action, the jury of public opinion may yet decide the coup was ill-advised and worth correcting. Maybe by a return to the status quo ante named Thaksin. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Bangkok.